Hello, Ruby here. I'm going to read you another story. This one is titled A Wet One. And I think this story, as far as I can recall, was inspired by a photo of two lovely, beautiful, naked people in the shower together. And that's all it takes sometimes, is just a photo. And a story unfolds in my mind, so here you go, a wet one. Round, toned, gluteus maximus muscles moved side to side as Tom pushed the lawnmower across the yard. He was teasing her, putting a little sway into his step because he knew she was watching him. It was a given that Vicky loved Tom's ass. She was grabbing it all the time. Tom actually had a rather significant bubble butt. Vicky had never liked those tight little nothing asses some women preferred. More ass just meant more to play with, and Tom had it going on in the ass department, much to her delight. She watched him finish the yard work through the kitchen window. They'd promised themselves a drink at the Galloping Rhino after they finished today. Happy hour appetizers to die for and tall, cold beers. Well earned, they'd been working all day on the house and yard. Her desire for him cranked up a notch as he quickly swept the driveway. There was something about the way he used that broom. Damn, Vicky wanted him, and soon. Tom put the tools away and surveyed the results of his hard work for a moment before heading into the house. He was filthy. He went into the kitchen and kissed Vicky lightly, being careful not to touch her. Getting in the shower, babe. How soon do you want to leave? Take your time. Happy hour lasts until 7, and it's only 4. We're good. She watched his ass move as he climbed the stairs. No playing in the shower, Tom, she called after him. Peeking back around the corner of the first landing, he grinned at her. You're a mean, heartless bitch. You know that, Vic? Tom laughed and quickly sped up the stairs, just in case she followed. He was kind of hoping she would. Well, that was impossible to resist. She waited until she heard the water turn on and raced upstairs to their bedroom. She grabbed her toys out of the dresser and stripped with urgency. She didn't have much time. Tom took very quick showers. She took one look in the mirror before she headed off to the bathroom. Yes, this would surprise the hell out of him. She'd never fucked him in the shower. It had always been her. When she entered the bathroom, Tom heard the door. It wasn't unusual for her to use the bathroom when he was showering. She knew he couldn't see her through the opaque glass walls of the extra-large tiled shower, though. "Hey, Vic, wanna join me?" He always said that. Shower sex was not new to them, and sex was a constant craving for Tom. Vicky preferred that his itch never quite got scratched to complete satisfaction. It gave her a subtle power over him that she relished. So did he. You wish, she said the words with attitude, hoping to throw him off course a little. You'd better not be touching yourself in there, mister. Tom laughed in response. And what if I am? This was the moment Vicky was waiting for. Then you're going to get it. She opened the door quickly and stepped in to join him. Perfect timing because Tom was facing away from her towards the spray. He turned when he heard the door. She smiled coyly when he glanced at her, taking in the whole scene. Vicky was naked except for a strap-on harness and a large, realistic-looking cock dangling between her legs. She held a bottle of lube in one hand. Tom's day just got infinitely better. This is your reward for all that hard work, baby. She closed the door behind her and joined him under the spray, kissing him deeply. I've been watching this, she grabbed his ass cheeks, go back and forth across our lawn, thinking about how much I wanted to fuck you. I was pretty sure you would have no objections. They kissed again. It's yours, Vic. It's always yours. Anytime. He murmured the words between their kisses. Tom moved away from the spray, turned around and faced the wall, placing his hands against it and spreading his legs for her. Vicky hugged him from behind, pressing her toy between his wet cheeks. Her hands trailed down the front of him to his cock and found it rapidly swelling. She gave it a quick squeeze before moving back slightly and opening the lube. I love that it's mine. I really do. Vicky spread lube generously all over the dildo and used the extra on her hands to slip a couple of fingers inside Tom's ass, opening him up. Ooh, he crooned softly and arched his back, presenting his ass to her. Tom was already thinking about what it would feel like inside his ass, and his cock continued to swell. They played this way often, almost as often as they fucked the more conventional way. Tom loved the feel of a thick piece of silicone attached to the lovely body of his wife sliding deep inside him. There was nothing else like it. This particular toy was one of his favorites. The girth was what thrilled him. He opened automatically to the presence of Vicky's fingers inside him. This moment, right before he knew he was going to be penetrated, was one of his favorites. He pushed his ass back a little further and felt the hunger build deliciously inside him as Vicky prepared him to accept her toy. Tom didn't need a lot of preparation. His ass was always ready for her. That fact excited the hell out of Vicky. Once she had walked in the door straight from work and been packing. She'd stopped on the way home, parked on a side street, and slipped her harness on under her skirt. It was not the easiest thing to do sitting in a car, but it turned out to be totally worth it. She'd hidden the toy under her winter coat as she walked in from the car. Tom had been sitting watching Mythbusters until she abruptly put him over the back of the couch and pulled his pants down, and quite simply fucked him right then and there. No fingers first, just the immediate, firm, and gentle pressure of a dildo slick with lube, insisting on its place deep in his ass. He took her toy with little difficulty. She had worked his ass over with an inspired intensity, while Mythbusters proved that driving while angry does indeed use more gas. Tom lay over the couch swooning and moaning the whole time until he spilled his cum all over the blanket Vicky had thrown underneath him before they started. They talked about it afterwards. Had she gone too fast? Oh, no. Really? Really. No pain at all? None. To say that he'd love the experience was an understatement. So Vicky's fingers in Tom's ass were really more for her than for Tom. She loved playing with him, teasing him, and knew how much it increased his hunger for her strap-on. She stroked his prostate and heard him moan under the noise of the water. Vicky withdrew her fingers and placed the head of her cock just at his opening. Tom felt it and pushed backwards, helpless against his desire for it. "Slow down, baby," she backed up, to thwart his plan. "Oh, I can't. You know that. Fuck me, Vic, please." Tom's voice rose about half an octave with his wanting. "This," Vicky slid her toy firmly to the hilt in his ass suddenly, "is for all that lovely yard work." "Oh," she thrust into him again a little harder. "Oh, God." Tom felt full and incredibly turned on. "I love your ass, Tom." She buried her toy deep inside his ass on the emphasized words. "I'm so glad," he replied breathlessly. They both giggled at Tom's reply. "Jesus, Vic, can I mow the lawn again tomorrow?" Laughing as he spoke, Tom was already matching her slow rhythm with a swing of his hips. "Your ass is so sexy. I'll consider it." Her voice deepened with passion. Tom closed his eyes and spread his legs just a little more. She was getting her rhythm now. He felt Vicky's hands grab his hips, slipping a little because of the water. Oh, God. Stretched and full and taken. That's how he felt every time. Getting fucked took his breath away more than any other kind of sex they had. He felt taken and fucked, and that thought alone had such power over him. Vicky reached around and grabbed his cock in her right hand, sliding down his foreskin from the head, already half visible. She impaled him on her toy, as deep as she could go. Then she started those short strokes buried inside him. Tom didn't know why that was his favorite way to be fucked. There was just something about feeling so filled up by an exceptionally thick toy, and then the friction against the walls of his ass from the motion. That was the best he could explain it when Vicky asked him to try and put it into words once. Her hand, alternately, just held his cock and then stroked it as she tilted her hips over and over again. Tom's breath came quick now, and his moans had the quality of tortured passion. Almost a sob, but not quite. Music to her ears, the sounds he made were what drove her to ride him harder and better and deeper. Vicky loved fucking Tom, but she didn't orgasm that way. They both understood that and knew later it would be Vicky's turn. Maybe after they came back from happy hour, she would grab Tom's head and push it between her legs to let him do his magic as his fingers stroked the spot inside her that took her breath away. Vicky never understood her girlfriends who balked at doing something for their partner that did not give them simultaneous pleasure, like a blowjob, for example. The way she and Tom made a point of giving individual pleasure to each other was marvelously freeing. If she knew Tom's orgasm wasn't even on the table, she could relax into hers. She assumed he felt the same way. She could pretty much guarantee that in that moment, Tom was not thinking about anything but his own pleasure as she fucked him silly between her strap-on and her hand. The first time she had fucked Tom standing up, it had been in their bedroom up against a wall. He had told her, "Sorry, baby, but I can't come standing up." She took that as a challenge, and that was the time she'd discovered the precise stroke that turned Tom's crank. That, combined with her hand jerking him off, did its magic after about 15 minutes of continuous thrusting. She'd been sore the next day, but it was so worth it, and a pleasant reminder whenever she got up from her desk as to what she'd been up to the day before. Now Vicky was so experienced at fucking Tom standing up that this time she drew it out a bit, wanting him to get a longer ride before his orgasm. Her legs had strengthened over time, and now she could go on for almost as long as Tom could fuck her. "Impressive," he'd said one night. "Very impressive." She switched to her left hand when her right hand tired without losing the rhythm of their fucking. "Oh, God, Vic," Tom groaned. "Oh, fuck yeah." She could feel his body tensing and knew he was almost there. She rode him through the home stretch as he reached back to pull her inside him, grabbing her legs with his head against the wall. "Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Vic. Oh." Tom's voice rose a full octave when he came during an ass-fucking, and sweet, girlish mules came out of him. Vicky was always charmed by it because he was such a masculine guy. It really was almost as if a part of him turned into a girl when she fucked him, which she found incredibly hot. She'd fucked other guys before who were so different. They growled and yelled when they came, which had its own element of hotness. She loved the muling best, though. She felt like if she fucked him just right, those sweet sounds were her reward. She sunk into Tom's ass gently and hugged him, stopping her movements. The water dripped off them both. Tom's legs trembled, and she held him tight, giving him time to slide back into reality. Finally, she pulled out slowly. Tom groaned as the head of her toy cleared his sphincter. She knew another zing of pleasure had coursed through him. It was always that way when she pulled out after he came. She pulled the Velcro waist fastenings of the fabric harness and let it fall to the floor of the shower, kicking it into the corner. Tom turned and gathered her into his arms. His kiss spoke of love and lust and contentment and wonder. He slipped one hand down and pushed two fingers into her pussy, slick with her excitement. He stroked her inside, just the way she loved, and their kiss deepened. She turned around so her back was against the wall and opened her legs for him. This time she didn't want to wait, letting that dripping desire inside her simmer while they went out. This time she wanted satisfaction now. Tom sunk down to his knees and buried his face in her pussy. After fucking him, it never took long for Vic to come. The visual of watching her strap-on sink into his ass, the way he backed up for it hungrily, and the sounds he made all combined to leave her at the edge of the waterfall. Tom zeroed in on her clit and sucked it very, very gently, like it was a tiny cock. A little while of that is all it took, and she was suddenly tumbling over the falls carried by the rush of the water and diving into a pool of liquid pleasure that thrilled every cell in her body. "Oh, baby! Jesus! Oh!" Tom smiled as he sucked gently, feeling her clit pulse against his tongue. He loved to make Vicky come more than anything in the world. More than going to a Dodgers game or drinking a pint of the best beer at a brewery or watching the most fucking hot porn movie imaginable. Feeling her spasm and writhe against him, no matter whether it was his mouth or his cock or a toy that had sent her into orgasm land, it was like an addiction. He craved that satisfaction and thrill constantly, and she gave it to him just enough to keep him hungry for it. It was a nice balance. He wouldn't have it any other way. He rose to his feet and took her in his arms, holding her limp body against his chest. Finally, he couldn't resist. "Baby Jesus? Did you actually just say baby Jesus when you came, Vic?" They laughed long and hard before Vic was able to answer. "I believe I did, actually," she giggled, stepping under the spray, which was getting cooler at this point. "Hey, we only have got so much hot water left, babe. Let's get clean and get out. Then you can take this mean, heartless bitch to happy hour and we'll celebrate." "My pleasure." Well, I hope you enjoyed that. That was called A Wet One by Ruby Ryder.